And joining me on the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council update on Pioneer 90.1 is Bruce Flagg. Bruce is from Fertile, Minnesota. Hi, Bruce. How are you?
I'm doing good. And you?
I am fantastic. The weather helps a lot, doesn't it? Nice October weather.
Sure is nice to have this for a change.
All right. You betcha. Well, my first question is the nosy question when I talk to people. If you would, tell us about your background, Bruce. Where'd you grow up and your family?
Okay. Well, I grew up in Moorhead, Minnesota here. Actually stayed there through college, went to Moorhead State, majored in chemistry and physics. Went to New York for some graduate work, bummed around there a little while, had a few jobs along the way in a few different places. I guess I've lived in 2 foreign countries and 7 states. But I came back here and I'm now living on the property where my mother grew up.
Really? So this is family history then, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Rural area of northwest Minnesota?
Yep. It's kind of nice here. I've got a restored prairie to photograph at, I've got some woods, and I've got a lake.
Fantastic. So, life is good, isn't it?
It can be. Sure can be.
It can be. All right. Next question. Your early interest in photography, when did that happen, Bruce? When you were younger, did you have an early interest in photography?
No, that kind of came about, oh boy, late 20s, I guess. My wife had gotten tired of using an Instamatic camera and cutting off people's heads, so she bought, that's the old.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
yeah.
Uncle Oscar and Aunt Nettie, yeah.
Yeah.
Where's their ears, missing, you know?
Yeah, they're 2 inches from the top of their head. Oh, yeah. So she bought our first single-lens reflex camera, a good one, and I picked it up, and I guess she's taken, 2-3 dozen photos with a camera since, and she can't seem to pry it out of my hands.
Oh, okay, so that was the exposure, pardon the pun, right?
Yeah.
That was pretty bad, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What attracts you to photography, Bruce? Why do you like it so much?
I don't know. It lets me take a look at, really, at nature in sometimes in different ways. You know, we often look at flowers and things, but I'll bury my literal or my figurative nose in the flower to get an image of it, or just to capture that moment in time that can be so fleeting. It's kind of the challenge of it, too. Trying to distill, this is art talk, sorry, this is from a scientist, trying to distill all that we see down into one simplified, quick image of it.
Yeah. Well, the old saying is there's nothing constant but change in life, and as you take these photographs, it does produce that still moment of history, of time.
Yeah, for me, I can relive that moment, and I hope that for others, you know, they can look at that and go, you know, just kind of wow, or yeah, I remember a similar place.
So in your adventures in taking photographs, is your training, your education basically on experience on what you've done?
Yeah, I've taken a long time ago. I took a couple of workshops, but and I'm going to go into a science background. Because of my science background, I kind of learned how to learn.
Okay,
and,
sure.
You know, I would get magazines or books and read those. But I also found myself, as I paged through a magazine, I'd come across an image and I'd go, I like that.
Yeah.
And then I'd ask myself, why did I like it? Mm-hmm. What was different about it? And how could I go about doing the same thing?
So, okay. If you would describe your photography for listeners and preferences of what you capture in your photographs.
Okay, sure. Well, I'm a nature photographer. That's really all that I'll photograph. And I've done everything from what some people call icky little spiders up to mountainscapes, pretty much everything in between. I've lain down in front of rattlesnakes.
Mm.
I've kept... I keep a fairly safe distance for that. But, you know, and I've had multiple cases of poison ivy. I've been charged by a moose, been stung by wasps and things. But I think one of the reasons why I enjoy it, even with all of that, I've never had a chickadee tell me that one of my images made it look fat.
And you have a sense of humor, too. That's good.
Oh, thank you.
Do you photograph in black and white and color, or strictly one or the other?
No, I'm really a color photographer.
Okay.
You know, some of my images have been converted to black and white, but like I say, I photograph nature, and I like to show it as I've seen it.
Now, you have a display currently at the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council Gallery. That's in downtown East Grand Forks. What will folks see when they stop by and take a look at your display at the Arts Gallery?
Okay, well, I think I've got 11 different images there.
Okay.
And, you know, there are things like a snowy owl flying in right at you, yellow lady slipper that's kind of one of my favorites, river scenes, mountain scenes, that sort of thing. I've also got, they'll be running a kind of a loop, about a 15-minute loop of 200-300 images that I've taken over the years.
Really? How interesting.
Yeah.
And the work on display is for sale?
Yes, it is.
All right. Fantastic. How has the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council assisted you, Bruce, in your artistic endeavors?
Well, when I moved back here, I didn't know a whole lot of folks, and I came across a notice that they were having an art competition. So I entered a couple of images, and over the years I've won some awards, which was nice. But I've also made contact with people who've, you know, encouraged me and mentioned places to photograph and that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I also at one point applied for and got a grant to buy myself a nifty archival printer. So now I can do all, you know, I can photograph, process the image on the computer, and then print it here in-house.
Oh, how nice. Yes.
Yes, I kind of like having that full control.
Sure. Well, the assistance from the Arts Council is very valuable for a lot of artists, whether it be photographers or painters or sculptors. It gives them either the equipment or the venue to display their work.
Yes, and it's been a really nice group of people to work with.
Okay. Do you have a website, Bruce, folks can check out for your work?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay.
No,
do you plan on having one at some point, maybe?
You know, I've toyed with the idea, but
okay.
I'm just not sure.
Okay. It is some work, but you never know, right down the road, possibly? Yeah.
It may happen one of these days.
Okay. And again, Bruce's work is on display right now at the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council Gallery. That location is at the Riverwalk Center in downtown East Grand Forks, right after Mers Avenue. And Bruce, thank you so much for joining us on Pioneer 90.1, and best of luck in your future in photography.
Well, thank you, Rom.
Bruce Plague, and again, he's our guest, our weekly feature from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, from Independent Public Radio, Pioneer 90.1.